first coach in the teleconference is Michigan's Brady Hoke. The Wolverines are 3-0 overall, ranked 15th in the Associated Press poll and 14th in the USA Today coaches poll. Michigan plays at Connecticut on Saturday night, an 8 p.m. game to appear on ABC. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Scott. You know, every week we all have a test, so we're back at it, trying to prepare the best we can. I thought we learned a lot from how we played a week ago, and I think that's something that a young team needs to learn. We were fortunate enough to be on the right side of the score at the end, and now our first road game with a young football team and how we travel and how we handle the environment of going up to UConn. And, you know, they have a lot of returning guys back that have a lot of experience.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star and the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Travis Johnson with Center Daily Times.
Hi, Brady. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Just a quick one for you. Thud tackling. Penn State uses a thud tackling system where they're not bringing guys to the ground in practice as a way to kind of keep guys healthy with the lack of scholarship players on their roster. Do you guys use a similar system to that where you're not fully tackling live in practice? And if so, how do you kind of balance that out where you're keeping guys healthy but also kind of translating fundamentals into the game, you know, keeping tackling pretty good?
Well, and there's no question, and, you know, you get limited a little bit, especially in fall camp by the NCAA and, you know, their rules. But, yeah, we use three different tempos, we call it. You know, either we're going to try and strip and pop the ball out, you know, punching at the ball. We're going to thud like Penn State, where you want to get your feet in position and buzz your feet and do all those things and fit the guy up and let him continue. And then you'll tackle live. So it is something that, you know, as you get into the season, I think you have to be smart in what you do, because you need every guy on the team. And I think the other part of it is that you've got to do a great job staff-wise, I think, when you talk and how many times you teach and go through the fundamentals.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, did you sense anything at practice last week that the guys were not that sharp?
You know, not really. I thought Tuesday was pretty much like we were the week before, you know, which is not as good as you'd like to, and not from an effort or an enthusiasm standpoint. It was as much as anything, you know, you tweak your offense, you tweak your defense, and there's some learning that goes along, and, you know, you get a little bit of paralysis by analysis, trying to think too much so you don't play as well or as fast. But that Wednesday and Thursday was pretty good, and Friday was good.
And what would you say about Devin Gardner? And, I mean, I'm sure he already knows the things he has to correct. Or are you guys really harping on them with him?
Well, I think he knows. But, you know, he's got a lot of pride. And he's got a lot of confidence. And he's one of those guys who will bounce back. And we also, as a staff, got to make sure we're putting him in the right positions. So that he can be successful and make sure that our preparation is what it needs to be. And at the same time, you know, we all are a part of it. You know, it's not just him. When a ball either gets thrown poorly or maybe may look like a bad decision, you know, there's route running and there's protection and a whole group of things that can go wrong that we all need to be better at.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Jonathan Schott with Spartan Nation.
Hey, Coach, what do you want your team to learn from a scare that they had last week against Akron?
Yeah, Jonathan, I think we all, you know, need to learn, and it's just not the players. I think we all, myself included, need to make sure that our preparation is detailed and that we're dotting the I's and crossing the T's, and make sure that as we plan for what we want to do, that the plan is something that we can do and can execute. And those things are important. And I think, you know, at halftime there was some very good adjusting going on both sides of the ball, you know, which is always good to see. So the kids are still learning, and they're into it. They, you know, we're fortunate enough to come away with a win. But at the same time, the offense drove the ball down the field when they had to take the lead, and the defense held them.
And, Coach, is there a different tone that you set in practice this week because you're going on a road trip and to a different region?
A different tone. I don't know if the tone's changes all the time. I mean, it obviously there's some rivalry games, as you know, that are you know, kind of your, I'd say, red letter, if you want to call them that. But at the same time, you know, we've got to continue to improve, you know, because the vision here and on this football team is, you know, to play every week better and improve every day we're on the field, you know, if we want to aspire to win a Big Ten championship.
Your next question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Brady, how would you rate the play of your defensive line so far this season, and what needs to get better for your pass rush?
You know, I think there's things that have been pretty good at times. You know, I hit the first week, obviously. You know, I thought we were better with rushing the passer. I think the second week, not as good, you know, and I think a lot of that has to do with our fundamentals a little bit and technique. I think last week there were some push at times, but I think we didn't occupy spaces well enough in the throwing game and responsible for contain the way we needed to, which hurt us some in that football game. And then when you look at the run, I think our ability to get off blocks has to keep improving.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of David Marshall with Associated Press.
Morning. In kind of in light of the news yesterday at Nebraska, is there do you ever feel safe in, I guess, blowing off steam about anything you're frustrated with in a particular moment, bad game, fans, media, whatever the case may be?
Well, I don't know. You know, and I really don't know what happened, to be honest with you. We're trying to get ready for Connecticut, but, if you're honest with these kids and honest with the work you're doing, You just focus on that and don't worry about distractions and opinions that others may have.
And kind of a follow-up, I guess, is if players or coaches or anyone else, again, kind of vent a little bit in the locker room, is that, you know, kind of a sacred space? And I guess if it is, how do you make sure that's the case?
You know, I think that, you know, we have so little time to be a family, you know, and I think just like all of our families, you know, there's things that may happen, may not happen, or things that you want to keep in that, and I don't want to use the word inner circle, that family atmosphere. You would hope that that's a space that everyone realizes what it's for.
Thanks.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Brendan Folsom with SB Nation.
Coach, in the Bo Pelini yesterday, have you ever feared someone catching you at an unfortunate time saying something you probably shouldn't have?
I don't know. I really never thought about it, to be honest with you. I couldn't tell you.
All right, we have time for one more question for Coach.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
All right, Coach, looks like we're all set. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks.
Thank you.